Okay, all right, let's begin. This is about loyalty programs, and I'm not
What do you mean by loyalty?
Loyalty cards. Do you have any of these?
Do I have loyalty cards?
Right.
Well, what are they?
Well, in the U.S. and Canada, we call them loyalty cards. You might know them as point cards.
Oh, okay. Point cards. That's right. Here. My wallet.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, I just really want to get rid of these. It's full of like these all kinds of different cards. I don't know. I wrote a blog about it a couple of weeks ago. Which, you know, there's so much, but you know, you feel guilty if you don't have it when you run into the store. Right.
Well, it benefits you, right? Don't you think it benefits you to have these loyalty cards?
Well, it does. But still, like, you know, my wallet is like, you know, you guys drive, so it's good. But you don't drive? Is it like?
Yeah. Oh, like because I keep it on my keychain.
Yeah. It's different because in Japanese, in Japan, there's no loyalty cards I'm keeping on keychains. You have to put it in your wallet.
They don't have the little ones yet.
They don't have the little ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Soon, I bet you'll get those soon because they're so much more convenient.
It is. But all it's cards. It's basically cards.
Yeah.
Man, it's like really eating up my wallet space. And that's.
But it's every store though, right? Like in America, it's every grocery store, every drugstore, you know.
Yeah, so each store has its own card.
Exactly.
And you know, it's you know, you want to leave it home, but sometimes you know you just go there and like you know it's a disaster.
It's good though because it offers you. Incentives.
Yeah, that's true.
Customer loyalty, right?
Yeah.
If you show your card, you get something for it.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Right?
So, but hopefully, I just wanted like you know just one card, and if it tracks down all the information, that's happier for me. Like you know.
One company to manage all the cards.
Yes. Yeah. It's happening. There's one company that has like you know, I don't know about 100 you know companies. 100 stores participating, so that's
uh-huh.
good. But those mom and pop stores, you know, those small stores that issues their individual cards are the ones that you know really like you know this. They have this one really fun card that offers it's a Chinese store that offers it's called Mabo Tofu in Japanese. It's,
oh, they're like this iced tea.
No, not tea. The bean curds, but tofu with the spicy tofu with grinded meat and with seasoning. It's a Chinese food.
Right. I've had it before.
Yeah. So this card, it's basically on paper, right? And they sign it, right? And even I can imitate the same sign. So
right.
Like, okay, so you're trusting me, so I won't cheat you. I'll cheat on you, but what do you, you know, is this okay? You know, you're getting cheated. I'm thinking that you're getting cheated by someone if you don't, like, at least stamp it on, like, a red stamp ink or something, right. You know.
They have their own, you know, special marking.
Yeah.
It works.
Mm-hmm.
There was this one study done about loyalty cards, and this will prove to you they work.
Okay.
There were 300 cards handed out at a local car wash, and they were told...
At a local car wash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you came in to have your car washed, they would stamp it.
Okay.
So, you get your coffee card, you know, all these types of things. So you get 8 stamps, you get a free car wash. That's very common, right? Like
you get 8 8 stamps, 8 car washes, and then you get a free one.
Right. I mean, that's pretty common. Like, people have a lot of, you know, a lot of stores offer that type of service. Now, the other set of cards, there were 10 stamps.
Oh, wait. You said there were 300 distributed. The stamp cards were 300 distributed.
Right. Okay. And then there were, half of them got the 8 stamp cards.
So the goal was eight stamps.
Right. You know, come in, get a car wash, stamp it. After the 8th one, you get your 9th one would be free.
Okay.
So it's like,
so that was half.
Half got that.
Okay.
Now the other half also got a loyalty card. However, there were 10 stamps on this card.
Mm.
But 2 were already punched.
Oh, so it's the same thing.
Same thing, yeah. Do 8 more, you get a free one. Only this was kind of like, look, here, we'll give you a loyalty card and we'll start you off.
Oh, okay.
Goodwill gesture, you know, this is just to start you off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But once again, they have to do the 8 washes.
Okay, so it's basically the same, right?
Exactly.
So you have 8 car washes and you get 1 free.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right, so this went on for several months, and they looked at the data, and, you know,
so it was kind of a, like, it was a set date that they had a deadline for this.
Right.
Okay.
Well, because, yeah, you got to think that, you know, it take a couple months for people to come back to get their car washed, you know.
How often do you get car washed?
Me, personally?
Yeah. Do you want to answer, or?
Let's see. I wait till it rains, or my husband does it. I don't.
But every time you get a car wash, it rains, right? The day after, or the day.
I don't have time to get my car washed.
With three kids, no.
Four kids. That is like, you know what? That is like on the last thing on the to-do list.
Okay.
If I had time, I would do that, okay? Now you're sounding like my husband. All right, so after a couple months went by, and we're going to look at the date of these cards, what do you think happened? You just tell me how you hate these loyalty cards, and I'll probably...
I don't hate the cards. It's just that I don't hate them, like, you know, I don't hate, like, 20 cards. I hate holding on to 20 different cards every day, eating up my wallet space. That's what I hate. I like loyalty cards. It's because, you know, it benefits you, right?
Yeah. And you can keep this one at home till you go to a car wash. You don't have to keep it with you every day.
Sometimes you want to do a... Sometimes you just spontaneously want a car wash. Don't you know? Probably not.
What a bad idea. But you go ahead. So what do you think?
Okay.
I mean, what do you think the behavior of these people? Do you think it worked? It didn't work?
What do you mean by work? Or
do you think people came back 8 times to get that free car wash? Do you think it spurred more car wash sales?
With the loyalty cards?
Yeah,
of course. It you know, if you have 8 car washes, you get 1 free, right? And you normally have to have car wash. You normally do car wash, so the loyalty card should work, because you're basically, if you car wash every month or so, or every other week, you're doing it anyway, right? So why not go to the same store and get a free one after you do 8 washes, right?
Right. It's brand loyalty, and it averages out your total cost, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I agree with you. Now, do you think the people with the 8 stamp card came back more frequently, or do you think the 10 card, the 10 stamp card?
Does that make a difference, or?
I don't know. What do you think? Like, when you think about it, it shouldn't, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
You even told me
it's the same thing.
Basically, 8 washes is, you do 8 washes, 1 free, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Assuming these people did not cheat and go home and mark it off themselves.
But okay. I think, you know, you guys are really good at, you know, not letting, doing that, because, Well, anyway, it's 8 and 10.
Do you think it made a difference? For one, it shouldn't, right? We already said it's, you know.
Well, basically, it shouldn't, right? But you know, since you're bringing this up, right? It did make a difference, right? Just 150 if you jumpstart. Okay, so basically, it's the thing is same. So I don't think it makes a difference. But if I were to be asked which would work, I would say the latter.
10.
Yeah,
10,
yeah, will work better than the former one.
Why would you say that?
Well, because, like, you know, you already have 3 stamps at the beginning, right? When you first car wash, right? So, like, if you look at it as, like, kind of a, so you're kind of getting closer to the goal, right? When you're, like, I was reading this boring book the other day. Not boring, not perfectly boring, but 30% boring. I don't know what that means, but
okay, so it wasn't, you know.
Yeah, so I was kind of forcing myself to read one chapter one day, right?
Right, right.
Because, you know, I wanted to kind of use the it was kind of a facilitation workbook where, you know, there's all kinds of framework, and, you know, some were very interesting, some were, you know, I couldn't imagine myself using it. So it was, so I kind of sat down and determined that every day I'll read one, you know, one of those at a time, right? One section, each day, right? And the funny thing I thought was that before, as I went on, and, you know, the goal of the book, which is finishing the book, right? The pace got faster reading. Do you understand what I mean? Getting to the end, other than reading one chapter, you know, you see that there was like 21 chapters in the book, or let's explain it this way, there's 10 chapters in the book. It wasn't easy start at, but, you know, when I went to around 6 chapters, I started reading 2 chapters at once. Because I knew that, you know, then I can finish reading this book and go on to a more interesting book, right? In that case, I think that, you know, if you get like a head start on something, you'll get more motivated to finish faster.
Right.
So if I use that, don't you have any, have you had that kind of experience?
Right. Well, as you get more momentum, I think.
Yeah.
You get the momentum to finish.
Yeah.
The goal, you know, you completed so much, you feel like you're that last stretch, you can make it.
Yeah. Probably the kids too, right? Their homework. You don't want to do it because you want to watch TV, but.
Right.
Are kids that still that way?
They are.
Okay.
They are. That has not changed over time.
Or, like, you know, when you're eating this stuff, you're having dinner, but, like, you know, as you go on, the speed, I don't know if that's a good explanation, but definitely I think homework, I think, might be.
Right.
Yeah, as you keep on, you want to, like, you know, that you can finish it in 15 minutes. For your first board, and you're trying to find something on your desk to kind of, like, you know, not do your homework, but as you go on, you know, you just finish it up and just, you know,
right.
do whatever.
Well, you can see that light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, that's right.
But going back to our 10 stamps and 8 stamps, mm-hmm. you're right. You're totally right. To give you some more scientific data on it, mm-hmm. 19% of the customers of the 8 stamp, you know, loyalty card finished it.
Okay.
So only 19%.
Mm.
34% of the 10 stamp.
Wow. That's about twice as much.
Yeah, exactly. The 10 stamp people were greater, they also took less time.
Hmm.
So overall, it took 2.9 days, fewer days between visits.
Oh, okay. So it means that because the goal was coming close,
right?
You know, why not go today then tomorrow?
Right.
Hmm. This really the last part kind of really like is more surprising, or you know, twice as many is you know, surprising as well. But this part really kind of hits the bottom end, I think.
It hits the bottom line. I mean, think
about the bottom line, yeah.
You know, more people are doing it. So we got 34% of repeats
uh-huh.
to get that last one free. And they're coming back sooner. So if you think about it over, you know, a year.
You know,
they're probably going through, you know, an extra loyalty card versus your 8 stamp person. You know, they're completing those car washes quicker.
Yeah.
Which is the goal. So sales are going to be higher with that group. So.
Yeah. Lisa, can you speak a little more slower?
Sorry. So it's the same program,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yet they are finishing, they are completing the program, and they're finishing sooner.
Yeah.
Right.
Very so smart.
It is smart, given the fact that it doesn't cost them anything, really.
Yeah.
Right?
They're
going to do this no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter which card they use, mm-hmm. but if you use the 10-card one, you've just increased sales and business.
Increase in business and also how do you put this 2.9 days into like words?
It was an average, you know, because it was only 34% of the it's just an average number.
Okay, so 2 point number of days. But how does this directly translate into the bottom line? It's 2.9 days or
4 days.
Fewer days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they finished the program quicker.
Mm-hmm. So the sales cycle got faster, you mean?
Exactly. So then they started another sale, you know, another loyalty card.
Okay.
So over a course of a year, they probably did, you know, X number of car washes versus some other group that didn't do car washes as frequently.
Ideally,
you have to have a car wash every week. You know, that would be ideal.
Is that like people have car washes every week?
I have no idea. You're talking about to the person that doesn't even wash a car.
Okay. that was a bad question.
I have no idea what people do, to tell you the truth. But I do see cars out there that look beautiful. But,
how much is a car wash in the U.S.? Like $2 or
$3? No, they're more. Like, I know, I see them at gas stations. Like, if you fill up here, you get $2 off a car wash. I think it's, like, regularly, like, $10.
I used to, like, you know, I have a memory when I was living in L.A., how fun it was, or, like, you know, how excited I was to just, like, you know, to drive in the car wash, you know, you're in the car and you know, you just drive in the car wash and it does all these neat stuff for you and you're just experiencing it, right?
Right.
Is that still the same in the States right now?
Yeah, I think the real people, not the real people, but if you want a really good job, you want your car wash done by hand. Not through the machine.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so it doesn't scratch it.
I want you to see the Japanese car wash machine. It is so small. You just the car, yeah, the car, the thing moves, but it's like, it's not like, you're going through a tunnel and like, you know, you're going through all phases like a factory. It's more like the thing just moves back and forth and it cleans your car. It's very
small.
You have
to cycle though, like, right, the soapy cycle.
Yeah, we do.
The scrub, the rims.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do, I think the space issues is more, so, you know, gasoline stations is not that large, huge in Japan, so, you know, there's a little tiny, in the place in the corner, where you do car wash, but, you'll be amazed at how small it is. You never came to Japan, right? It's totally different. It's more economical.
Right.
And it's not like a exciting experience you guys have in the States.
Really? It's not like scrub-a-dub here where you drive through?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you brought up a good point about how this is kind of, you can relate it to, like, homework.
Yeah.
You know, this could be really translated to everyday life as well. Your homework one was good. So, you know, if they do the homework, then they get to watch TV. Would it be better to let them watch TV first? As, like, kind of like the 10-card punch stamp, you know? You give them, like, a little bit up front.
So wait, so you're saying that, okay, for example, your kids, right?
Right.
You give them a stamp, right?
Right.
And you give them a stamp to watch TV?
Right. If I let them watch half an hour of TV when they get home, do you think they would do the homework quicker?
I'm kind of thinking of how do you organize that stamp? So, like, okay, so let's create two stamp cards, right?
Right.
One is, the goal is 8 stamps, right?
Right.
And what's the prize of the after they attain those 8 stamps?
You do your homework 8 days in a row on time. You get to watch TV on the 9th day.
Well, that's kind of sad because then you don't get to watch TV during those 8 days at all. Or is it a bonus TV?
All right, how about this? All right, they could watch an extra show. All right, every day they do the homework, they get to watch a half hour of TV after.
Plus a half hour, anytime they want.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then if they do a whole week's worth, let's say, they get to watch extra on the weekend. How's that?
Oh, if they do a whole week worth, like 7 days in a row, let's make it 7 stamps then.
Okay.
7 stamps, okay. So 7, the goal is 7, and if they do homework every day, and they come to you and say, Mommy, I want a stamp, and you kind of sign or, they can't afford their sign, right? You'll know, right? So then you sign, and then after getting 7 stamps, they get extra, like, an hour or 2 hour or TV in the weekend.
Yeah, okay. That sounds fair, right?
That's fun. Okay. And then there's another stamp that has already 3 stamps, punched on, or you signed, and then there's a 7, so it's 10, right?
Right. So let's say I let them watch TV, like that extra show before they start the homework at the beginning of the week.
Wait.
We're giving them the incentive up front.
You're saying that. Right? Wait, we're not giving incentive upfront, right? We're giving incentives
But let's say we're saying, look, we've already given you, like, 2 punches, or you've kind of, Because we want to give them the incentive up front.
Well,
so instead of watching it at the very end, we could say, look, you've already kind of half, you've already done a good job up to here.
Oh, but that's not
right?
The way you translate these three punches, right? These three punches are like, you know, it's not a reward. I think if for car wash, yes, but for homework, it's more like, you know, since you behaved well over the past couple weeks, I'll give you three upfront. doesn't that make more sense than like, you know, because the goal is that you're giving them an hour after they get their seventh stamp, right?
Okay. Well, we should do this in time-wise then. Maybe it'd be easier if we said for every half hour of homework you do.
Okay.
All right. So then after eight stamps, or what did we say, seven stamps?
Seven stamps.
All right. So let's say on the 10 or whatever, let's say we'll give you two free half hours already done.
Okay.
And then you have to get seven stamps. Then you have to do seven more half hours.
Wait.
The whole thing is to give them some incentive up front.
Okay. So I'm getting them to so let's go through it again. I'm kind of lost. So you're creating two cards, right? Okay. The first one is what?
The first one is, let's say every half hour we'll give you a check or a stamp.
Every half hour of homework time, or
right.
Every half hour of watching TV, which is it?
Every half hour of homework time,
well,
right?
Homework. I'll give you one stamp.
Yeah, you get like a punch, yeah.
Okay.
And then when you finish the week, or whatever, we said seven, you get your, you know, your extra, you know, you get to watch extra TV.
On top of the one that you already get, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you give them 1 hour of worth of TV. If you get the whole seven stamps, right?
Right.
Okay. So that's the first condition. Okay.
Yeah.
And the second condition is what?
That's when we kind of say, look, you got to do your half hour of homework,
mm-hmm.
and you get a stamp. But let's say instead of doing seven, you know, we kind of said the 7 day thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it. We'll still do every 7 days, but let's make it a 9-punch stamp card.
9-punch stamp card, okay.
Right. And we'll give you we'll check off the first two half hours for you, because you work hard.
Oh, so you're getting that. Wait, I'm going to, this recording is getting, okay. So you're giving them the first two
right.
stamps for free.
Right. But still at the end of the 7 days, they still, you know.
But free, but what is you're hearing me well.
I'm here, but I hear a lot of like,
the statics, right? So
yeah.
So I'm trying to fix this. Why this is happening. Now it's fine, right?
Right.
Okay. So what's the reasoning? How are you going to tell your kids about the two stamps that you're giving up front?
I'll say you worked hard last week, or
mm-hmm.
you've been working hard all week, so you know what? We'll check off three stamps right away.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that the goal has changed to nine. They don't know about the seven because, you know,
right.
you're either giving this A card or B card, right? So,
right.
Okay, so you're saying you're going to tell them that because you're a good kid and you worked hard and I was watching you, I'll check off two.
Right.
From the beginning.
Right, from the get, yeah,
okay.
from the
okay.
start. So
yeah.
when you know, but it's still going to be the 7 days of, you know,
yeah. Yeah.
doing your homework.
Yeah. Okay. That I think will work.